Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, Sacred Wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Hello, everyone. This is Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, today I have the Love Shaman on radio with us. That's a perfect topic for Valentine's Day. You can call in with your questions at 347-237-5339. You can ask one question per caller. So if you want to chat with us, please raise your hand, hit number one on your keypad so that we know you want us to talk to you, and I'll take your call second half of the show. Some announcements coming up are that we're going to be going to Reverend B's Avatar Crystal Mine sometime really soon, either in March or April, and we're planning a group. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can call Stages Wellness Holistic Center and put your name on a list, and we're going to go as a group, and you can check out our Healing Center at stageswellness.net. We have all sorts of things going on there, like acupuncture by Dr. Bridget Leibarger. She also is an acupuncturist and chiropractor. We have nutrition and essential oils. We have Reiki and Tarot, psychic and medium readings, and much more, past life regression, animal communication, gemstones, organized, and spiritual coaching. I am one of the readers out there, and some other readers are out there, too. They're very good. We have some great massage therapists that are out there, too, that are pretty cool. And I'm also, you can also email me if you have questions, like if you want to set up a reading at starguidereadings@gmail.com. We also have some great superfood coffee, which definitely doesn't give you the jitters. You can find that at javazen.co. That's just some announcements. So we're going to go ahead and get to our guest, which is Sandy Tommy from St. Louis. And she is a relationship coach. She does a lot of coaching, some retreats, and she'll share a bunch more with you. So I'm going to bring her live, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the show, Sandy. How are you?
Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, everybody. I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you today.
Yes, I'm very excited, too. Do you want to share how people can get in touch with you and then explain a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So, yes, you can find me most easily at my website, which is basically my name, sandytomey.com, sandytomey.com. And, yes, I am a dating and relationship coach for both singles and couples. Yes, you have called me the love shaman. I'm known by love coach, love luminary. The name doesn't matter. Really, what's most important is what's going on in your world and helping my clients find the love within themselves, clear away those blocks that they have to finding the love that they most desire, and helping them create that with their spiritual partner in life. I feel like love journey. Our lives are sacred. Our relationships are sacred. The most sacred one of all is the one we have with ourselves. So that is primarily where the majority of the work is done. As we know, in shamanic practices and holistic practices, a lot of healing, a lot of release, a lot of letting go of what no longer serves us. So we can just reach that diamond within us that really is just love. When all the other things are torn down, broken away, we're left with love. Love is who we are. Love is what we are. And when we can radiate that out, illuminate that out, shine that out, we become a love luminary and very easily attract the love that's meant for us that much quicker. So, yeah, that's the journey of doing that.
So,
wherever you are in your journey is where we go. Yeah.
So, Sandy, you pretty much shed light and help people come out of, say, a darkness or dark night of the soul into love, and that's basically a shaman, you know, or a love luminary mm-hmm. or a coach. That's beautiful in how you do that.
Yeah, and our world is filled with, you know, the darkness, right? Whether we're coming out of a breakup or perhaps a divorce or even the death of a beloved partner, there's no end. Just that the loneliness and the pain that our whole world feels on so many levels right now, it's real, and we all go through it at some point in time in our lives, and it can be used as just a beautiful healing ground and almost a catalyst for the most powerful growth and the most beautiful love can really flourish out of some of the most painful times.
You know, I wanted to share with you, I had a reading yesterday and my partner came up. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, she said that the love life would be there pretty soon and that I was going to be very happy. I have this magical guy that likes to travel, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that she said that nugget out there, right? Because our belief is so powerful in what we create. So believing that it's possible, believing that it's close, all the different ways that we have of believing it, whether we believe it ourselves or even we adopt, you know, someone else's belief, that is one aspect of what is so powerful. And then just doing the work, taking the action steps that go along after that to help that come about.
Yeah. And you help people with that. Don't you give them a quiz or something when they're just beginning?
Correct. So all of us, we're always in a relationship, right? We're a relationship with ourselves. We're a relationship all the time. But the health of our relationships, I like to help people get into really happy, healthy, flourishing relationships. And that starts with a relationship with yourself and how ready you are to really be in a happy, healthy partnership. So, yes, if you're on my website or go to my website, sandytomey.com, there is a free quiz there. It calls it the Relationship Readiness Quiz, and it's a set of 10 questions. How well you know yourself, how well you understand what it is that you're looking for, how healthy you are, and, you know, just that relationship with yourself. So yeah, knowing what you want, knowing where you're going, and knowing what you need to feel good and safe and loved and intimate and connected in a relationship are really the two things that are most important, I feel.
Yes, I do too. That's wonderful, because you really need to know about yourself, and you need to know what you want to attract or what you're feeling like with a man. So even if people mm-hmm. say it could be this one, that one, the idea is to see yourself with what you're looking for.
Exactly. And, you know, so many of us have a love imprint from growing up. Maybe we didn't have the best parenting or healthy parenting, and we don't always get taught what healthy love looks like or feels like. So that's where we start with a lot of people that come to me. It's what was not working, or what did you see modeled for yourself? And you thought that was love. So a lot of us, you know, grow up and we get into relationships and we just repeat those same things, a little bit like being on a hamster wheel, right? Is that you're just completely unaware that what you've seen growing up isn't really what true, real, authentic love looks like. So you don't know what you don't know. And I really try to help people a lot of times through difficulty and, you know, relationships not working out. It's not, you know, anything that you are doing wrong. It's just that you're just not conscious of what are those qualities that you really need to cultivate and develop in yourself, like compassion and forgiveness and self-love and those listening skills and those communication skills. We really work on those practical things so that when you do decide when you go out there and you start dating, you have those skills and you're also very clear on what you want. And you become like more of a magnet to someone who energetically who is a good fit for you. And not just somebody who, you know, might just look nice or something like that.
Exactly. So I think it's interesting how a lot of people get caught up in, oh, I want to be with so-and-so, like, or, oh, I want to date so-and-so. It's not a bad thing, but it's very interesting how they want this one person to come into their lives, and how you're saying we need to look more at the vibration of the person, the energy we want to attract, right?
Correct. So as you know, and I would imagine most of your listeners know, we all are vibrational beings, and our thoughts, our attitudes, our perceptions, our beliefs, they all allow us to vibrate at a certain frequency. So if you're thinking, you know, deep down, if you're thinking that you're not worthless, or you're not good enough, or you're not pretty enough, or you're the wrong size or something like that, that energy is what's going to be vibrating out, and you're going to attract people that probably share that or share some kind of equal kind of self-condemning thought process, and then it's, you know, you're going to, it's going to be like either an unhealthy relationship or, you know, it's not going to work out. So we spend a lot of time with my clients and really developing that relationship with yourself, self-compassion, self-love, looking at your Enneagram type, your personality. I have a assessment that I give to my clients that is your love attraction factor. So how likely are you right now to attract the love that you really, truly want, desire, instead of like the pain that you may have had in the past? And that tells you kind of in black and white, kind of this nebulous thing that we say energy is, like, where is it in black and white? And where are your blocks? Are you feeling like a victim? Are you holding yourself back? Are you kind of stuck and not wanting and scared of love? Are you really out there holding that vibrational space of love and acceptance and treating it as an adventure with curiosity and openness to love? But you've got to be really sure of yourself and confident in who you are what you're looking for and what you know to have that sense of confidence. So it's not just like, let's be confident. There's actual steps to have confidence in dating and love and success. And I, you know, help my clients work through that process.
That's beautiful, because I took a sixth sensory course with Sonia Choquette, and she pointed out that you should get ready for your partner. Like, you know, set yourself up. You would create a closet space. You would, you know, make room for your partner. And I thought that was really interesting, being a sixth sensory practitioner. You know, she advises big businesses. That really taught me a lot, I thought. And I asked Sonia, I said, well, do I need to, like, think it's this one, that one, the other one? Because, you know, being a psychic, that's a big question. You know, oh, is it this person or that person? And she looked at me and she said, no, the bigger picture is attracting the right person, you know, doing these steps to get there, you know, being the intuitive or intuitive skill. So I like that. That's really good.
Yeah, and that, what you said there, that's the powerful kind of, the ethereal, energetic way. You know, there's the practical way, which I explained earlier, but the energetic way is, you know, really, really visioning it. Look at your bedroom. Is it set up for two people to be in that space? I think it was Sonia as well, or some of her trainings and teachings that put, do you have like an image of like two things? It could be two flowers, it could be two people, but it could also be two, two objects that seem to go together, or something that, you know, you're preparing and saying, you know, you want to be, you know, together in a relationship with someone, and a healthy one at that. And, you know, the visioning boards, the visioning process, I have so many incredible stories with myself and others where they just, it can be so much more powerful than people really realize incoming true. I mean, it's kind of astonishing sometimes how much that works.
Well, being a person that didn't really understand, you know, like Sonia grew up trusting her vibes, and that's what kind of got me interested, because I spent a lot of time knowing my vibes kind of like she did, and she would always say, you know, my mother would go around saying, so what do your vibes feel like today? What are you vibing with? What do your vibes feel like? What does the energy feel like? And I'm going, oh, wow, this is what you do. And she says, yeah, that's what you do, and Sandy, that's kind of what you do to attract your partner. It's, you know, somebody may be caught up in, oh, it's this person and that person, and they like those qualities, but until you set yourself up to attract the person, make room in the closet, do these steps, you know, clean yourself up, look a certain way, you know, and really are your true self. And trust your vibes. Yeah. That's what I really love about everything, is that's the way to do it. You know, your frequency, even with, say, singing bowls, I know you have some of those, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you. You helped me manifest my chakra bowls, is what I call them. The energy centers of my clients' body, and, you know, in the self-love work, the Being the One program, where we're really focused on who we are, what we want. I do a lot of energy healing with their, you know, the seven main chakras of the body, and helping people understand where those blockages are, and opening those chakras and the work that goes around that. Because when your chakras are all open and aligned, you're healthy, right? You're presenting healthy. Not only you're physically healthy, emotionally, spiritually, energetically healthy, and you're going to better attract a more healthy partner for yourself.
Absolutely. I think being in the energy can really help us. Because like you said, if you're feeling like you're worthless, you know, you're fat, you're ugly, those vibes, like I was taught with Sonia, and I mean, it really brought me into, okay, I was born this way. Wow. And, you know, the angel therapy that I took a long time ago really brought out kind of like, hey, this is you. You know, you work with animals. You hear them. You need to trust your vibes. You need to trust that energy, and that can attract the partner, which is what I love about you. You're a love coach,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yes.
the word shaman, shining light into a situation to show these people how, even though they're caught up in, oh, I want this one, that one, you know, I'm going to get on a dating site. You know, I think you can really work them through that, right?
Absolutely. You know, and to your point about the vibes, you know, our vibrations, like, that's our inner wisdom. That's the way that we discern information. And I'm going to say it's unique to each and every one of us. Somebody might, you know, I imagine you might, like, just get a sense or a knowing or a feeling that would help direct you in, you know, toward the direction of someone. I tend to rely personally on signs from the universe, like asking synchronicities. Some synchronicity sometimes when they really show up. That's how I know that, you know, the great mystery source is on your side, pointing you in each and every moment toward
yes.
that direction. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got to tell you something. So I think it was, I don't remember the order of this. You'll have to forgive me. Days kind of are going together for me. I love this. It's just like every day I wake up and the vibes are really, really neat. But I think you'll love this, and then I want to hear your experience with things too, because I know you've had some experiences that drew you into this, and I want to hear them. So one thing that happened was a friend of mine called me all distraught. Oh, I just don't know if this is true. I don't know if this will work out. And I said, hey, listen, I knew you and your guy were supposed to be together a long time ago. We used to sit and have these conversations that were just out of this world. He would sit with me and tell me how much he loved this lady. And so, you know, with my shaman guy, Lady Hawk, she was telling me some stuff about these two were supposed to be, and I definitely could see that. That's this whole journey, and I'm going, boy, this is how that healing center appeared out of nowhere. So my friend was saying, well, you're so close to the situation, and Lady Hawk was busy. So I said, well, how would you like to have a kind of a confirmation on what I've seen over the years from another person? And so the co-owner of the healing, or the co-helper of the healing center, you know, forgive me for my wording, the co-helper, one who does past life regression and card readings, she's also seen you before, Sandy. Andrea gave her a reading, and she says, oh, yes, this is coming up as the love of your life. This was the girl. And she was confirming everything I was saying and knew all these years. And I just thought, good grief. It was all these years I knew this and some stuff in the past. And then he got a reading from her, and the same thing came up, all these things I knew for all mm-hmm. these years. And I just thought, well, you know, hello, I told you to trust your vibes. You know, basically, that's what I go and do, trust your vibes, trust your vibes. And I'm going, yeah, that was a really good teacher. So, you know, I believe yeah. you really put this in place with, like, what you teach, what you know, how you help people find their partner, you know, their love is
yeah.
by, you know, hey,
yeah.
trust your vibes.
And, you know, that you bring up a really good point, like, when you're, you know, I use the word spiritual partnership often, and Gary Zukav, you know, he says spiritual partnership is those that we choose to be with, and we might really even experience a lot of difficulty, and you know, we might be fighting, and we might be, you know, kind of trying to figure out who we are while we're in relationship with someone. And it might feel
mm-hmm.
like it's very, very difficult and hard. I have clients that come to me and they're like, you know, they're at their hard. They've been together for years, but it's hard right now. But they feel like their vibe is like they feel like they love this person and they're meant to be with that person. So then it really does become more of a practical, what are you feeling? What deeper needs do you have within your relationship that maybe you don't even know that you have, first off? And then how do you share that kindly, compassionately with your partner and ask for what you need so your partner can hear you, and then vice versa. So it's everything from the very, very practical, yes, we're meant to be together, and, you know, let's give you the tools to stick it out and create something really amazing with each other, all the way to your vibe from when you're dating. And now I've got a client right now, he looks so good on paper, right? Like when you do the paper list and, you know, he was cute and he had a good job, and like they seem to fit in so many ways. So a vibe for her, though, is like when she was, you know, physically kind, you know, with him, her body was not responding. Her mind wanted to be responding, but in her words, her body was just kind of shutting down, and she was trying to think her way out of it and emotionally get over it. And because he looked so good on paper, again, your vibe is pointing you. It didn't mean he wasn't a good guy or a bad guy. He just wasn't the person for her. And that has to be an aspect of it too. If your body is just not responding, that also is a vibe. You know, you could get a gut.
It is a vibe.
Feeling.
Yes.
There's so many ways we receive these vibes too. You do a whole other, you know, class on all the different ways that, you know, spirit and source talk to us.
It's your five senses, isn't it, Sandy? You're seeing, hearing, feeling, taste, touch, know. I met a man this has been years ago. I met a man and I knew we were compatible and I knew it was right. And it's so strange because the lady that runs the healing center in Belleville, she's like, why aren't you with him? And I'm like, we weren't ready for each other yet.
Yeah.
But then, you know, these vibes are changing and I'm going, oh, wow. Okay. So I went, okay, we're ready for you. Wow. And I'm working at this healing center, but he is far away. So, I mean, the vibes just keep coming at me and I'm going, okay. And then this wonderful lady that's known me since a teenager, she's telling me, she's like, oh, well, just manifest your partner, you know, just see yourself happy. And I'm going, oh my goodness. And then Andrea just comes up with this, hey, your partner's going to come in. And I'm going, okay, this is going to be a great topic. And then seeing these two people that I knew from a long, long time ago, totally being Andrea confirmed it, Lady Hawk knew it, I was going, wait a minute. Whoa, these two are together too. She knew it all along. I knew it all along. Andrea confirmed it. Whoa, wow. You know, I'm going, Sandy would totally go, yep, that's the vibes. That's the way it works. Yeah. So how did you get into this? You know, how did you discover that this is what you want to do?
Oh, gosh, that is such a great question. You know, I think it was through my own pain and frustration and feeling of failure from my divorce from my first husband. We were together for 16 years, beautiful, beautiful children, and was really called to be in that relationship. I, you know, my soul and my heart at the time were calling me to be in that marriage, very, very much so. And I think really now looking back, you know, hindsight is so 2020, it was so that I could do this work, this mission, and this soul calling that I have to help people in this way. And, you know, it's through failing forward, right? It's through our mess is our message. When we aren't doing things well or right, or, you know, when we're struggling a lot, we learn what not to do. You know, when you're dating people that you know, aren't feeling good in, you're learning what, you know, who not to date and what qualities you don't want, which is all part of what I call is the sacred journey. That's the first part of it, right? And then as you grow, the really other thing was, when I got divorced at that time, and that was in like 2007, 2008, other than, you know, therapists, which I, you know, did, there really wasn't the resources that I really, really resonated with and wanted to have in which to learn and look and say, okay, You know, how do I take responsibility for what I created, which is really a part of it? What did I, what worked, what didn't work? And what do I want? You know, that I was, at that point, I was really disconnected from who I was, what I wanted, what my core values are, what my mission and vision and purpose for the world was. And that is all a part, a large part of my program of, you know, deeply understanding who you are, what you want, the being the one program, the becoming relationship ready, becoming successful as a single person, happy in your single life, you know, knowing what it is that you're looking for, you know, and all, you know, making sure all of your other family relationships are functional and that you know that you have the skills that you need. So it is a lot of self-growth and self-learning before mm-hmm. we're ready for that healthy partnership. And the, you know, that work is only between you and you, or you and a coach, or you and a therapist. It's really, I just can't stress enough for everybody literally on the planet to do that work on whatever level, because whether you want to, you know, start your entrepreneurial job or all your relationships improve, and yes, find the love of your life, it's the basis and the foundation for everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And then, of course, all your vibes and the energy, you know, around that as well. But yeah, so it's through my divorce that I did that. I practiced it, you know, when I attracted my my second husband, Steve. I was putting a lot of these practices and principles into place because I was working with a life coach at the time, and she also did chakra balancing, and she was a great support and help for me there. And then I found the book, Calling in the One, with by Catherine Woodward Thomas, and that is excellent. It was, you know, I do this a lot with books where I go through the process. Somehow I struggle through it on myself, fighting and, you know, trying to make it happen and all of that. And then when it's like right on the brink of happening, then I find this book and I'm like, oh, this book really would have helped me if I had just had it, like, you know, a year earlier. Man, I could have done all this work through the book and the steps, because the steps are out there instead of like struggling on my own to do it. But I really put all the things that I learned, the vibration and listening to source and spirit and knowing what I knew what I didn't want from my first marriage. So that did allow me to know what I did want, that deeper connection and that deeper intimacy, and attracted Steve through a vision board. And through just a lot of just, you know, trial and error and going out there and dating. And it was pretty miraculous how Steve came in. It was on a dating site. I know a lot of people poo-poo the dating sites. Even so many of my clients are like, Sandy, you're not going to tell me to go out there. And I'm like, well, you don't have to do it on a dating site. But I met, you know, my second husband on a dating site, who has since passed. And then I am now with Mark, who I met. Both of them were on Match.com. There are so many out there now. I do believe Match is the largest still. Depending on your age and your grouping, you may or may not choose that. But it's still one of the ways to put yourself out there, along with a lot of other techniques as well, which we can talk about if you want to work with me.
So do you recommend people go on dating sites, or do you feel that they, I kind of feel like dating sites are good, but I also feel like you can meet that person in person too. What's your experience?
You can. Okay. So the caveat to the dating sites is, unless you are 1,000% crystal clear on knowing exactly what you're looking for, you can name to me your 2 to 3 core values that you live by, and you have healed, like when you think about your past relationships, you don't have any, like you feel like you have the sense of neutrality about your past relationships. So if you are, there's a lot of, in my book, there's a lot of things before you really want to go out on a dating site to have good success. Again, energy attracts like energy. Anybody can go out on a dating site, and anybody can attract a partner. And so, you know, you're either going to work through the things that you don't know with a partner, and there's going to be lots of ups and downs and in that, or you could spend, I recommend spending a little bit of time working through who you are, what you want, so you really have a much better outcome that you're actually going to attract your partner that's truly for you, your authentic heart and soul, and not, you know, the unhealthy, you know, a version of yourself. So, and it's, the dating sites are hard. They are hard. It's just a lot. It's a lot of time commitment. There's a lot going on. There's some people out there that, you know, still, you know, have some scammers show up and things like that. So you really have to know how to weed through it, how to look for what you want and know what you're looking for. Be really strong on your yeses and really strong on your noes. So they're okay if you really know what you're doing on the dating sites. That's my own personal opinion. And yes, I would put that as one aspect of finding people. I wouldn't solely count on that. You look at your life, where you go out, when you're in the grocery store, wherever you shop, you know, look good, put on a pleasant smile, smile at everybody, and just, you know, kind of say, you know what, I want to show up as my authentic self today. Source great mystery. If, you know, bring that person to me, let me bump into him or her today and be ready for that. Your groups, your wherever you know, go and work out, the fitness places, the church groups, if you do such a thing, all the clubs and all the, there's even singles things that, you know, be out there and put yourself out there, because, you know, that's the way we meet people, is by meeting people. And the real secret hidden gem that I think is so powerful is within your network of people that you know, your friends, your family, your close inner circle, they know you better than anybody else. And, you know, networking with them and simply asking and saying, you know, I have decided that I want to manifest a great relationship. If you know what it's called, if you want to, I want to manifest my life partner, I want to get married, I want to have a soulmate, a spiritual partner, whatever it is for you, here's what I'm looking for, here are some of the qualities, and here's like three things that I would want them to have. And then ask them, if you happen to run across somebody, remember that, and I would love an introduction. And all you have to do is ask. Now, you have to know what those three things are. You have to know what you're looking for that to happen. So can I share a great example with you of how that works so well with a client?
Sure. I would also like to hear about, I think you mentioned something to me about you had some experiences with Love Never Dies. I'd like to hear about those,
yes,
too. But yes, please do share with me the example,
yeah,
that you would like to share.
Yeah. So let's finish with that one. If we have callers, you know, we can certainly take that and, you know, get back to this stuff. But so I was at, I have a very, very good friend of mine from book club, and she's been single for a long time, but quite honestly, she's been working a very high powered job, taking up a lot of her time. And truth is, she always said she wanted a partner. She didn't have time for one. So in December, she, she's getting ready to retire. I was at a holiday party with a group of colleagues that I, you know, I've known this group for 12 years, my whole coaching career. I've been networking with these colleagues. And a gentleman there he's always been in a relationship. We had the conversation at that time, and it came into our awareness. I wasn't really making it happen, neither was him. We just talked about him and the fact that he was single. And so, you know, being a coach, it is kind of a thing that I always do. I'm not necessarily a matchmaker, but this is like the skills that a matchmaker would ask. And I would ask, you know, everybody, I said, okay, you're single. And I, you know, I know a lot of my clients were in his age range. I'm like, what are you looking for? And he did have to think about it. I'm like, name three things that you would be looking for. And, you know, he had to think a little bit, but the first one was, you know, one thing. The second one was that one kind of interesting thing that really, this is where I think the synchronicities, he's like, I would love it if she would get on the back of my motorcycle. I'm like, Now, you know, this was the over 50, you know, actually considerably over 50 age range that I was looking at. So just that alone would be kind of, that's interesting. I don't, you know, maybe a 30-year-old would, but not this age range. But as I'm going through my file of my people, who told me that that was something that is like a thing that she loves. And so the other two things also fit. I will tell you that the other two things he said absolutely fit. So all three of those things, including that one that was just like a fun one, fit. I introduced them before Christmas, and they have been together like instant. It's almost like instant. Like the past 3 months, we went to New Year's Eve together. It was like instant almost how amazingly connected they were. And I've known both of them for 12 years. Okay, I've known them. I could have, at any point in time, I could have connected them, but it was when they were ready that I was able to do that, and I was open. So my point to that is when you are really, really, like, you have those three things you're looking for, or you can say what you want, people can help you. All of your network people all over the world can help you. And then you just start with introductions. You just ask people to introduce you. And then it's kind of the getting the no person process at that point. So it was it felt very magical and miraculous, all for them, for me, for everybody. You know, I know your friends and your sisters, your cousins, they really like helping you be able to connect with your partner. Let them, use them. They know you very well, and they might know somebody else very well. Let that at least be one of the ways that when you're really ready for love and opening yourself to that, let that be part of the process as well.
Exactly. That is so true. I think it's important. We have to draw that vibration to us.
Yes. Yes. And there's lots of different ways and avenues in which to do that. And my suggestion is to use them all, you know, use them all, and energetically, the great mystery God source is going to use everything that you're using to bring you together, in divine timing. But the truth is, you know, she became really, really ready. And he became available at the time also. So, you know, it's pretty great that way, how source energy can also be a partner with us, our angels, our spirit guides. You know, if you're doing the work on the earth plane to be ready physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, that's your work to do. And then you put it out there, and you allow your angels and guides to help you, to talk to other people, to arrange things, to let you know that you're on the right track. And it does work, which kind of, you know, brings in that love never dies story that we can talk about now. Or did you have any other questions about that?
No, I like that. You know, I think that when we know what we're attracted to, and, you know, what can draw in our soulmate, that's the key. You know, I have clients that come to me that expect, like, oh, I want it to be this one, and I just know it. And when you tell them, hey, you need to attract a vibe, you know, this is hard for a reader, I think, you know, when you're getting someone in the seat and you do see that it's, you know, most likely that person, but if they don't work on themselves enough, it could be another person that's like them, but it's not them, you know? And I think it's very hard for a person to hear that, because they question and they get confused, and then they ask other questions. Oh, but it didn't sound like it was this soulmate. It didn't sound like it was this true one. And I said, did you not listen to the conversation, you know, we're having? We need to attract the vibe that we need. We need to attract this vibration, this energy. You know, I think that's important.
Yeah, and, you know, that that is a good point to, I think everybody that we're in relation, in any kind of like relationship with, right? That if we say that we're dating and we've known them, they're all very, very important people on our journey to love. And they probably even had soul contracts. You know, my first husband, we had a soul contract to be together. And for me to learn who I was in that by who I wasn't, right? I was being who I wasn't. So did that one necessarily work out forever? No, but was it powerful and sacred and an incredibly part that I feel like that was a soulmate? Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what people don't want to know is when it's hard and it's difficult, especially if we're in marriages and when it's hard and difficult, I believe they are soulmates for us to learn and grow with. Dating partners is a little bit different, right? And depending on, there's a whole different slew of things, but it's still, are you getting your needs met? And there's still important people in teaching us what we want and what we don't want and who we are and to ask for what we want so that we can have, when people ask you that, Amanda, I imagine they just want that they want to feel good. They want that relationship where they're joyous and happy and that person really sees them for who they are, like miraculously can see into them better than anybody else and love them more than anybody else has ever loved them before in their life. And that can only happen if that person that you're reading for can see themselves in that way. Because everything is a mirror and a reflection. So, again, that's the inner work that's needed on this. If you can see and love yourself deeply and compassionately, then the person that you're with, you're going to see them and the best in them and vice versa. So I get the feeling, you know, that everybody wants it to be the one, but it always is the one. You know, it's all the one they're with is an important part of their journey. They just keep working on it and keep moving every single day. You know, you have to commit to love. In my relationship now, every single day we wake up and say we're going to do the work that it takes to love one another deeply and deeply every day. And that's what creates it being, you know, that special one because both people are on the same page with that.
Absolutely. So share with me about the love never dies thing that happened to you.
Okay. Well, it goes with what I was just saying with the different, you know, love is who we are. And when we show up being love, the person, it could be the soulmate. It could be your spiritual partner. I don't know that there is just one for everybody. There are several of them. So I do feel like, you know, with my second marriage and his name was Steve, I was able to manifest him, right? Intention was to manifest the love of my life. And I wanted a strong, amazing, lifetime love. And for 8 years, we really created that. We went on adventures. It was amazing. I just felt like a soulmate connection. It was adventurous. It was good communication, wonderful, wonderful everything. And I literally did feel like I found my one soulmate in my life. And then he got cancer. And very quickly, within less than a year's time, he passed away. And there's a whole other tangent on that I won't necessarily go into, but my belief then was really challenged that we only have one soulmate for a lifetime, that love is supposed, like relationship, people are supposed to live till 90 years old and live together, right? And stay alive for each other. And if that was my one soulmate, and here I am at the time I was 51 years old, and then I'm like, if I'm going to believe that there's only one for each and every single one of us, then where am I for the next, my next 40, 50 years? Because I hope to live a long time. And so it really challenged me that, number one, there's many different ways that we can love and be loved. And we have many soulmates, and, you know, it doesn't really matter whether we call it our husband or our life partner or what it is. Every moment we're creating the type of relationship that we want. And it's all a reflection of how we feel about ourselves, a relationship with ourselves. So that love never dies, and it can be multiplied. You know, you talk with the spirits that have passed. I talk to Steve anytime, every time. He's still in communication with us, and I say us with Mark and I. A little over a year after he passed, I decided that I was going to go back out and put all of the tools that I had learned through my coaching and my training and working with clients and all of that to manifest another partner. And I really had to think about what I wanted with that, right? Because I'd already taken the soulmate with that moniker with Steve. And so the one I chose now, only because it matters to me, it really doesn't matter, but it matters, you know, for me in words, it's my spiritual partner. And mm-hmm. who is going to hopefully stay, you know, until our latter years of life, and we're going to grow and we're going to share our lives together and teach together. And it's a different energy of that. But I felt really disloyal to Steve after his passing. I really, really had to work through that. And it was amazing that all the signs and synchronicities that Spirit and Source gave me, I felt like Steve was with me saying it was okay. Mark, bless him so much, was so open to honoring Steve and honoring our life together and realizing what a special, special relationship, an amazing relationship that was. And he wasn't threatened by it. He wasn't scared off by it. And he had the confidence to create something new and unique and in our own mm-hmm. way. And we have, and we are, you know, day in and day out. We are in a committed, loving partnership that looks in its unique way different than both of my past relationships, but the love is maintained through all of the people that I have ever been in relationship. The love is still there, and it doesn't die. It didn't die with Steve. It just continues on, and the energy and the things I learned through each relationship, I culled the things that I want to keep. Let go of the things that you don't, and you bring all of those gifts from all past relationships into the one, and the learnings and the wisdom into each and every new relationship. And there's such power in that.
There is. It's very powerful.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I really work on with my clients when we're doing the inner work together is culling that wisdom from every relationship, the good ones, the bad ones, often even our parents and things like that, our early caregivers, what that might have looked like, and doing that work. And this isn't taught in school. You know, nobody teaches that. That's why working with a relationship coach and really focusing on this area of your life is such powerful work, because we don't get it anywhere else. And there are great books out there. You can read a lot of books and do some of this work on your own. But having that one-on-one, in-depth relationship with someone who you both have the shared goal of shining and being your best self so that you can attract your ideal partner is powerful, powerful work. And probably the most, you know, rewarding and fulfilling work you'll ever do in your life.
Yeah, that's so true. And again, it's what we put out there.
Yes, it is. It is. We are. Yes. So do you want me to coach you a little bit?
Well, sure, you could, because people are probably like wondering, besides the quiz, what all do they need to do or learn, you know, in this? Sure.
Exactly. Okay. So you're single. Is that correct, Amanda?
I am currently, yes.
Okay. Awesome. And in your, you know, your kind of your wildest dreams, if you could kind of wave a magic wand and, you know, just say, this is what I would love to have, what would the vibe or the energy of the relationship with your ideal partner look like or feel like?
Well, he would be very kind and compassionate. He would be a healer of sorts, whether that's through sound healing or, you know, some type of healing, be it food, sound healing, energy work, singing bowls. But he would just have the knowledge.
Okay. Would he have to know he's a healer, or just be interested in the healing, like know that healing is a thing?
He would know the healing is a thing. He wouldn't have to necessarily do it, although I've envisioned and manifested he does healing of sorts and knows how to cook very healthy and organic foods. And he's very healthy, you know, very like-minded, a leader, and has no issues with life. You know, he's just a free spirit, very adventurous.
All right.
Very loving, likes to travel.
Okay. All right. All right. So as I write all these down, I've heard you say he's kind, compassionate, healer, knowledge of healing, a free spirit and loving and likes to travel, and healthy cooking. So, you know, if I was working with you further, we would take each of these and we would say, like, so what would be, kind, what would kindness look like for you and he inside of this relationship?
I could see him doing anything from opening the door to treating you to meals, being interested in friendships, like people I consider family. I could see him being interested in attending a group healing circle, wanting to get involved with cooking healthy for people, being a community participant in, you know, many things like a family community.
All right. Okay. So so when you think about yourself and you giving all of those same things to him, maybe not the opening of the door because that's a different thing, but, you know, connecting and cooking the meals together and interested in his friendships and cooking healthy together and being interested in his family and what's going on in his life. Are you willing and excited to be that quality as well?
I am very, and I'm also very excited for him to love animals.
Oh, yes. Okay. The love. Yeah, that actually is, from what I know of you, Amanda, that absolutely is a hands down a requirement. You know, the must love dogs. He has to have a love of animals. Yes.
He must love cats and dogs and horses. Yeah, cats and dogs and horses. I'm laughing because he might not love all of those animals, but he would go, oh my gosh, are we going to have a zoo when we're done?
Right. You know, working these things out, it becomes your own unique list. It's not that it's right or wrong that anybody needs any kind of qualities, but it becomes very important, you know, the kindness and that must love dogs. Like a quick example of why knowing this is so important and will save you a lot of time is that, you know, before I, you know, when I was dating, you know, different people before I met Mark, I was dating a wonderful gentleman, and he, very much like you, loved dogs and animals. And as much as I love people and everything, I am just a pet-free person. And I love them, and that's great for everybody else, but I want to give all of my time and attention to people, and I'm a pet-free person. So we were dating, and we had a lot of qualities. It was really only like 3 days because we talked a lot. We shared a lot. And he loved dogs. I mean, he really, really did love, you know, his whole work was with them and all of that. And we pretty much 3 days in, and I knew this whole thing. I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm even the coach knowing, boy, he loves his animals. I don't. Like, that is a deal breaker, you know, but he's so cute and he's so kind. And it just seems like, you know, he lived close. And it was like, there were so many things that were on my list that he embodied, like a lot of them. But that dog, I mean, you think, okay, get over it, whatever. But if it really is a deal breaker, I mean, maybe I could have learned to get this. But he realized it was a deal breaker for him. He saw my reaction to the dogs, but not, you know, just like keeping, it was not what he wanted. And he had the courage to kind of bring it up to me and said, you know what, I don't think that, you know, we should, you know, if we continue to date, we're just going to enjoy, you know, we're just going to like each other more. And this is a real, you know, deal breaker for me. So let's just move on and cut our, you know, before we get, you know, our hearts and everything really get involved because we like each other, knowing those deal breakers, it's an important thing. And yes, it was like a little sad. And I'm like, I was even a little stung by it, but I knew, and it is what I teach. Like, it is a deal breaker. Do I really want to spend my whole life having a dog in the house? Bless you, bless everyone. I think that's one that's not for me. And so knowing those things, giving yourself permission to really, really know them and not second guess, you know, why, you know, or have make it be something else or some other reason. Just own that this is who you are. Own that there's many people out there and your right person is going to fit you on all of your requirements. And really knowing that's one of the biggest things I work on with my clients is knowing exactly what their bare minimum requirements are and what that looks like. And then what are, you know, it's like making a cake. Your requirements are all the base ingredients that, you know, if you don't have the right ingredients, it won't be a cake. But then there's wants on top of that, you know, like what flavor it would be and those things. And then like the icing on the cake is just like those really amazing things, you know, to use your example.
Well,
Here's something
else I wanted to bring up that's really standing out at me, like jumping out at me going, tell her about this. And I'm thinking, Okay. Wow, I'm sure it would work out because, you know, that's how the universe works is your vibes and all this, it'll work out no matter what. But, you know, as much as I love, love, love animals, I love, love, love to travel too. So it's kind of like, how many animals are you willing to have when you travel? Are you going to have independent cats? Are you going to have an independent horse or have somebody take care of it? Or what are you going to do? I really don't know how all that's going to work out, but I'm trusting the universe to show me how that's going to work out.
That is beautiful, yes, because there's lots of ways. A lot of people have, you know, animals and travel all the time. I have a friend who, you know, that's what she does. She's a caretaker and a house sitter for when people travel. And she takes care of a lot of animals when she does that. So, you know, it's a whole job, you know, for people to do that. So there are ways of making that work. And your ideal person will be your partner in that, in understanding that and wanting to do a reasonable amount of both of those things.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm manifesting is a guy that loves animals as much as I do, even the outside creatures. But like you, I also love to coach people, and I'm very into people. Many people will tell you that, oh, my gosh, she has so many friends, I can't keep up with them. They have to make lists, you know, just to know that. But, you know, and this guy may go, oh, my gosh, I can't keep up with how many people she knows, how many friends, 1, 2, 3, you know, Sandy, how many, you know, people does she have? I mean, I could see that happening, too. So we would have an interesting coaching session because he may go, she not only converses with animals and knows their names and all this and can pick out the totem animals, but she's also conversing with all these human beings. You know, he may go, oh my gosh, that's so many people.
Well, and that's where you get in those to those subtle nuances, right? It might be that your requirement for being in a relationship is that he understands and accepts your having a large group of friends and people and a lot of things. He just has to accept that's who you are. You wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't necessarily have to be the same on that regard. As long as he's fulfilled and happy and doing whatever makes him feel fulfilled and happy in his unique way, you know, that probably would be the requirement on that, right? That he is mm-hmm. allowing and accepting of your unique way of being with lots of people and lots of animals. And he accepts it, right? And then the icing on the cake might be that he adores it so much that he does it with you, and you know, you guys create a business together around it. Now that would be icing on the cake.
Exactly.
That doesn't have to happen. I mean, that might be you might get really excited about that vision and that goal, but don't get so wrapped up that, oh my gosh, if he's not going to love him as much as I do to the same extent, then it's a deal breaker. No, he just really has to accept that you do it, and you accept that you do it, and you can have slight differences in the amount that you love the animals or the amount of people that you interact with, or introversion and extroversion and all of those things. Yeah.
How about it be, right? How about Sandy? How about it be, I'm asking you as a love shaman because you shine light on details. How about if the guy is just the way he is and our vibes are good and I'm the way I am, we accept each other just the way we are no matter what?
Bingo. Bingo.
And we can love yoga too. I mean, he might cringe at yoga. He might go, oh my gosh, you love yoga. Whoa, I don't think I can do it. You know, but we can both kind of get into it and accept one another where we're at.
Exactly.
That's the key to it.
Yes. It's accepting all those different, you know, nuances and quirks and little subtleties and things like that. And yes, but, you know, really is on a practical, you know, level though, I mean, you know, it's the age old school example, right? Your perfect partner. I mean, you live here in St. Louis, Missouri. If you had to stay in St. Louis, or your ideal life was, you know, in the country, in where your family or friends are, and that was really like a very, very core value and important thing to you, you probably wouldn't go looking for somebody in New York City who loves the big city. I mean, we all have deal breakers about how we like to live, and it is abundant in life, right? Your person
right.
can be where you are. Yes, you can find a perfect match in New York City that has all these other qualities, but if you wanted to be in the big city and that drove you nuts and vice versa, you're still not going to be a good match simply on that practicality. And those are important too, right? We forget about those things as long
right.
as it's a true deal breaker
yeah.
for you. Yeah, we forget about the practical things as well as the big important things. Like, you know, are you sharing some core values? That's the other thing that I really work on with my clients is what are two or three of your own core values, and which ones do you really, really need to share with your partner? And you mentioned a few. You mentioned kindness and compassion.
Absolutely. Accepting people where they're at.
Yes. Yes. So those three things kind of all go together, but that is like really a big requirement, deal breaker, that, you know, you're going to have to see how he is kind and compassionate to both himself and other people. And, you know, to be able to observe that in his, you know, in an observable trait, and that you have that towards each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I think it's important to adore your person. That's mm-hmm. what I see you doing with your guy. You're into
yeah.
it. You know what you're doing. You're creating mm-hmm. the vibes. And I see now that we can create our vibes, how we
mm-hmm.
want things to go. Even like, you know, when I want to work with clients at a healing center, or I would like to work with animals in a place, or I'd like to cook in the kitchen. I can create that mm-hmm. by thinking about that. Same with a partner.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, that reminds me of something, that being adoring your partner and cherishing your partner. And also, you know, I'm speaking to some of the women here, allowing yourself to be adored and cherished. That was all inner work that I had to work on in myself to allow myself to be loved and seen in that way. And once I was able to do that, Steve showed up and did that. And additionally, Mark showed up and in an even deeper and more profound way and does that. So I think that's a block sometimes that I work on with a lot of clients, is like, do I really love myself enough to be adored and cherished exactly as I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's big work.
Beautiful.
I mean, you can just say it like that. You might think about it, but, you know, I challenge everybody to really think about that. If that resonates with you, right. You know, it's the feminine, it's the divine feminine way of being that we're really going to be taken care of and safe and secure and supported and loved. It's allowing our femininity to shine, because the masculine does like to cherish and adore. And, you know, whether, I'm not saying male and female, I'm just saying the masculine energy and the feminine energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe that in your work also, you encourage balancing the masculine and feminine in ourselves
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yep. And if you're, you know, and if you are, I do work, happen to work with a lot of women. And so we are for the most part working on them, you know, letting themselves express in a feminine way, because a lot of times when you're working, or, you know, we do have to bring a lot of our masculine traits to the forefront to be a single parent, or to, you know, get the job done, or even go through the difficulty of a divorce and stuff like that. You've got to bring a lot of that to the forefront. And, you know, society values it, unfortunately, this masculine way of life and hierarchies and all of that. We've gotten out of balance that way. So helping women really tap into their femininity, receptivity, openness, forgiving, kindness, compassion. It's important for all of us. And men too have to be at least in touch with that side of themselves. They don't have to present that way all the time. But, you know, if they can at least access it when they need to, just like we can access our divine, our masculinity when we need to,
mm-hmm.
but we don't have to live in that space. You know, that's the yin and the yang, that whole masculine and feminine within each and every one of us. And, you know, then we're whole and healed. That is
absolutely. We are whole and healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a beautiful way of looking at it. We see ourselves whole, healthy, and complete.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're all on a journey to that. Yeah. But we, you know, when you get over that critical mass point, you're at least 50% there. that's when it gets a lot easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really does. And when you talk to yourselves too, and you tell yourselves they're healthy and they're complete and they're built and brand new, that really sets you where you need to be to attract that partner.
Correct. Yes. You emanate you be the energy that you want to attract, as we've heard and seen so many times. When you're emanating that loving energy, that joyful energy, and when you're really happy with the life that you have as a single person, because we're always single before we, you know, get partnered, you know, one time or another, you want to be enjoying your life and be happy with your life and flourishing in your life. Yes, you prefer, and it's your goal to be sharing your life with a partner, but you're not feeling like you're less than because you just haven't gotten to that yet. It's
mm-hmm.
next on your plan, and you're happy while you're being there. That is one of the, you know, one of the things is, you know, when you are ready to truly be ready for a relationship, it is really being happy and successful being single, calling it successfully single, a requirement for
exactly.
being in a healthy relationship. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Again.
All right. Well, is there
wants,
anything? Yeah. I was just going to ask you if you wanted to share anything else before we went into commercial break and you were getting ready to talk about, it sounded like or felt like you were going to talk about your coaching and how they could find you.
Yes, I was. I was going to remind everyone of my website. I am at sandytomey.com, S-A-N-D-Y-T-O-M-E-Y.com. And on there, you can sign up and take my relationship readiness quiz. That is free. And also for your listeners, I am, if anybody's truly, really ready to delve into their inner work and find out what blocks they are, go ahead and set up a complimentary breakthrough session with me. That's also on my website at all. Find a time. We'll have a 20-minute, 30-minute talk where I can really focus on where you are on your love journey and how you can break through to love that you deeply, deeply desire. SandyTomey.com.
That's wonderful. So people are going to raise their hands for questions. Is there anything you would like to say about them asking a question before I go to commercial break?
Just if they could like actually be specific and ask a question, I might ask you a question back to clarify a little bit of what it is that you're looking for or what the question is, but see if you can actually form it in a question. But yeah, open to anything and everything. I would love to.
All right, that's wonderful. All right, so check out sandytomey.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so you can call in at 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad. That's going to tell us you want to talk to us. We're going to take a quick commercial break and get some water, you know, go to the bathroom. Then we're just going to come right back. So, again, if you want to hit 1 on your keypad, that's going to tell us you want to talk to us. And we'll see you after this commercial break. One more time, 347-237-5339. My guest is Sandy Tomey. You can check out her website at sandytomey.com, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. Thank you. right. We are back with the WGGM Radio. My guest is Sandy Tomey. You can call 347-237-5339 if you'd like to talk to us or comment or ask a question. You may. Again, that's 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad so we know you want to talk to us. I work at a healing center in Belleville. You can check out what we do, which is basically acupuncture, chiropractic massage, nutrition, Reiki, animal communication, readings, coaching at stageswellness.net. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, you can donate to our show so we can keep it on the air. Go to starwaya@hotmail.com and hit the donate button. We appreciate any donations you would like to give. And I'm running a special 3 questions for $15. If you would like to check that out, you can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. So with that, we're going to bring Sandy Tomey back. You can check out her website at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Tomey, T-O-M-E-Y, .com. And we're going to take your questions. Just be as specific and straight ask a question. We're going to bring Sandy back now. Welcome to the show, Sandy. We're back now.
Hey. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Hi. It's good to have you here. I really have enjoyed listening to, you know, your relationship coaching. I love the fact that, you know, people can kind of work together to bring that energy out there. That's amazing. And we're going to go ahead and get started with callers if you're ready.
I'm ready. Bring it on. Let's hear them.
All right. Again, that's 347-237-5339. If you want to say something to us, hit 1 on your keypad and ask us a question or whatever you would like. Okay, we're going to go to the first caller, which is 775. You're on the show with Amanda and Sandy. How are you?
Oh, hi, ladies. Very nice to meet you both. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. I'll try to be concise. I'm 71 and a half, and after paying over $53,000 in premiums to a very well-known long-term care insurance company, I applied in June, and they denied me. I'm very knowledgeable about, I've worked in a hip environment for 25 years, and I have enormous medical supportive documentation, including imaging. And I hired an attorney. His name is Eddie, and he works with Kevin. And he legally filed the appeal last Tuesday. So the company has a total of 6 weeks to respond, which is about 5 more weeks. I think that my attorney has got them cornered. This attorney is very well known. He knows what he's doing, and he's strong. So will I prevail? Will I get my insurance and then at a later date get a settlement?
Okay. Do you want to talk about that, Sandy?
Okay. Well, it sounds like, Wendy, it sounds like you've really gone, you've gone through a lot. And I think it might be a little bit more for Amanda, but I would suggest focusing on your needs and really, really being open to that divine support from your angels and your guides for it to be the best possible outcome, not only for you, but for everybody. It's a lot of times when it's in a struggle and it's a force, it is a little bit more of a darker, difficult energy. So I would say for you, I'd recommend you can just really be visualizing it all working out for yourself and for everyone involved. But mainly for yourself, like focus on it, you know, it just, it all resolving. You don't even necessarily need to know the how, just that you're open and available for all of that to really, really resolve in your highest and your best good, and visualize it and see it and be grateful and have gratitude for it every day. Because as you can visualize that, there's power in that. There really is. That's the one thing that you can do is be grateful for it. And that would be my first recommendation to you. Do you have anything, Amanda?
Are you able to foresee how this resolves, though?
I feel like it does resolve. It just works out. And I feel you should take, slow steps as you're going and listen to your body, listen to your intuition, because that's going to give you the ultimate answer. And I'm getting that you're going in the right direction, so you already know what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Well, I do know what I'm doing, and I'm handling this. I'm protecting myself legally, and I'm relying on honesty and facts.
Yes, that's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Keeping your authentic self, keeping in alignment with your core values, the truth and honesty will always, always prevails. So just trust that, trust yourself, rely on that. And, there's a process to this, and you're just in it. And I know it can kind of feel scary because you want that certainty. But just the certainty is that you're being truthful and honest and doing what you know to do, and you stay in alignment every step of the way, and it should work out.
Yeah, well, behind my question is, I'm tired of this insurance company's nonsense. They have a very bad reputation. They're very well known, and I'm not in the best of health right now, so it's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's really. I know I'm going to prevail. I've got one of the attorneys in the business, but I just am tired of their game.
Yeah, what I'm hearing with that, though, is that you're just tired of the BS, pardon my French, but you're just going to put it down. It's of integrity. It's going to work out. And I'm seeing the angels leading you just by what you're doing. That's really your intuitive, your soul. Your soul is working this out. It's like there's some reason you have to go through this. And you won't be ill from this, but just, don't take the crap is what I'm hearing. Don't take on the crap. Just go forward like a horse and just keep going. You know what you're doing, so just do it.
Well, you phrased that very succinctly. Thank you. And you are right. I've got 25 years in a HIP environment. I knew what I was doing when I applied. I had thoroughly looked over my legal contract with the company. What's really going on in plain English is I have insurmountable evidence to support my application. Bottom line, the company doesn't want to pay. And they will pay, but I'm done putting up with their nonsense, and I want Eddie to shut this down very legally. And I think he already let them know the way he worded the appeal that he's not going to take any what. So and also you have to be very careful what you say, but as long as you say it honestly and in truth, then you're protected. So we are not afraid. They might get a lot of publicity that they'll regret.
Good.
And you're learning to stand up for yourself, right? To choose yourself and choose what is right, even when it's hard to do so, because that's going to benefit you and a lot of other people. I mean, you're standing up for other people, countless other people as well that can't stand up for themselves. So good for you, Wendy.
And you just revealed what ultimately why I'm going through this is because I'm a humanitarian and I want to help people.
Speaking,
a lot of people would have walked
speaking
away.
Speaking your truth, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking your truth is what you're supposed to do.
Well, people need to understand the person you speak to at the insurance company, they're a human being. They're not invincible. And they need to be challenged. People need to get an attorney. And a lot of attorneys will do it on contingency. So you can be picky about an attorney. And so that's really the key, honesty, and choose one of the best attorneys on contingency. And I hope that I've saved somebody today if they're listening to this, because don't walk away. Don't let them intimidate you. They're not intimidating me. They will know who they're dealing with very soon.
Go, Wendy. Beth, awesome. You're inspiring me. I love it.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Yes.
Well, you're an inspiration, and speaking that truth is so important, and standing up for your truth is very important.
Well, I hope that I saved at least one person today over the airwaves. If they're disabled and they need to use their insurance, I wouldn't even apply without consulting an attorney. Let the attorney do that for you. Mm-hmm. And do it on contingency. There's a lot of good attorneys out there. There's a website called AVVO, A-V-V-O. And, you know, you can get success rate of attorneys and see their background, how many stars they've got. I think that's why I'm going through this, because I'm setting an example. I am a very soft-spoken lady. Very extremely kind, but I do have that thread of strength, and I do not like to see people misled or intimidated. I hope I helped some people today.
I bet you did.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure.
Yeah, your masculine energy. You're sourcing your masculine energy to protect and do what's right for yourself and for other people. Where normally, you know, you're very feminine, but you bring the masculine when you need to. You bring that gumption and that fight, but blending it with kindness and love, and truth, which is so beautiful. So very, it's gonna work out for you. Thanks for doing that for yourself and everybody.
It's gonna be back in a corner, and gradually, depending on how long they take, there's going to be a lot of public awareness. So,
absolutely, yeah.
They are going to know who they're dealing with, and it's going to be done legally and honestly. And with those two swords, I cannot fail.
Of course not.
Absolutely right.
You're standing up for you're speaking your truth, and you're standing for integrity, and that's what Archangel Michael represents. So that's wonderful. Thank you for your call today.
Well, thank you, ladies. God bless.
Blessings.
Bless you,
all right. Our next caller is 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Sandy. How are you?
Lovely ladies. Hello. This is William.
Hello.
Hello, Sandy. Hello, Amanda. Lovely show.
Hi.
Amazingly, quite spot on, I'd say, Sandy, with your counseling. And speaking of today, it's just really delightful to hear your input, putting it out there, and helping others with their love. So thanks to the show. It helped me found my show. This show has helped me find my love. That took a while, but everything sort of came together. But anything coming to you today to refer, you know, speak back unto me myself? I can't really think of any sort of question. I have a plethora of possibilities, but I'll let you go.
You have anything, Sandy?
Yeah. Oh, you're more of the intuitive than I am, Amanda. So I think that's for you.
Well, you know, yeah, I want to express something to you, Sandy. I think you're very intuitive, and I think you're very good. That was very awesome of you to see my love life was coming together many years ago, which I do appreciate. You know, for William, I see that he's really worked on himself. He's worked at it, and he's attracted the partner that he's meant to be with and he loves. I believe that from here, he's got to do the vibes work, basically, which is, you know, kind of vibing with a guy, being with him, you know, creating that reality that we talked about.
Yes, I would have to agree.
Do you have anything to add to that, Sandy?
Is there are you where you want to be with this relationship? Or is there like a movement that you want to go for? Or are you really happy and know you're doing things well?
Well, we're working together and bringing things together in a partnership capacity. And just one thing at a time is how you in communicating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As I said, day in and day out, and you know, sharing your vision, your dreams, you know, your core values, and just listening and being there for each other. There really isn't anything that you can't get through and create with when you're communicating and being there with each other. Yeah, I've got a good feeling about it too. Absolutely. Did you do anything differently attracting this person than you have done in the past?
Well, I just kissed a lot of toads, is what I'll say.
Okay. Yep.
And gave them the curb appeal. And until I found just the right one. Yeah.
Beautiful.
He said he knew I was out there. I met him actually through a Facebook dating site. So Facebook dating.
Okay.
But
okay.
You know. He just said, I knew you were out there, but I didn't know where to look. And I was like, well, I was getting ready to give up on Facebook dating and just sort of, And then that day was when he appeared as a possibility. And I was like, okay.
So, William, I hear that story so many times. It's always,
yeah.
I was just getting ready to give up. And then you got to kiss a lot of toads, but you stayed persistent and probably consistent.
Exactly.
And you got to believe,
yeah.
Even then when it's not showing up,
oh,
or you're just keep believing and, just continue to love and appreciate each other, and see the
oh,
truth
absolutely.
In each other. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing well, and you'll probably teach us a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm sure he would.
And, perhaps in the future, who knows in the future what the future holds and possibilities-wise. You're probably hearing Merlin in the background. He's missing me because I've walked away from him. Connor
is that your little bird?
Yeah.
I was
going to
say, is that the bird?
Like, I hear you.
I can see him. I can see him going, I want to talk. Let me on the show.
Let
me talk.
Back in.
Yeah,
I
see him there.
He's a lover. Yeah.
He's a very beautiful rainbow bird, Sandy. He's very good looking, so.
Oh,
I find the cool pet.
Great.
Looking
awesome.
Forward to doing what I call Merlin's World. I'm going to have him pulling together two different photos, a globe of the world and hit him on my knee to create that Merlin's World combined realistic photo of him ruling the world one day.
That's awesome. All right, William. Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, ladies. Have a blessed and lovely day. Thanks for being the love and light you are to many, many others out there that are listening.
Thanks, William.
All right.
Blessings
to
you.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is 310. You're on the line with Amanda and Sandy. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How are you today? How can we help you?
Good. I wanted to find out, I wanted to ask about my job. I got fired from a job about a little over a week ago. And it wasn't because I did anything wrong. It's because I couldn't pass the training phase of it. It was 6 weeks training, and they extended it 2 weeks. So the HR person, I've been in contact with her. She said, I am eligible for rehire, so just keep applying. So, and I've been having recurring dreams last night that I'm going back there. But last week I also had three job interviews, and I got one tomorrow on the phone. So I'm wondering, one of the job interviews is for a brewery, and the other one is for another medical facility close to what I was doing. where it gets dismissed. And then the third one is for a company where they make plastic bottles for, like, water company and, you know, like, cleaners and stuff like that. So I'm wondering, it's called Amcor, so I'm wondering if any of these are going to come through.
Okay, well, which one are you drawn to the most? Let me ask you that.
I would like to go back to the company that I just got dismissed from.
So why don't you just manifest that for yourself and see yourself, you know, you could be getting a better job than the one you just currently left is what I'm hearing. So draw that to yourself, you know, manifest that for yourself and see yourself getting paid better and see yourself having this amazing job that you just can't believe it happened, but it's amazing and you're drawing it to you and you love it. And that's what's going to, you know, help you to have this future job you're going to have. Do you have anything to add to that, Sandy?
I'm kind of curious. What specifically is it about that first job that is appealing to you so much?
Well, because it was a great paying job with great benefits. Just a great company to work for. It was for it's something that I've never done before, in a sense that it was a company that manufactures and produces insulin for, you know, like drugs for people who need it.
So it's gonna that's a job where it fully supports your needs and supports yourself, and you. You mentioned great people to work for, so you're resonating with the people. Like the culture of the company is a good fit for you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So recognize that those are some of your core needs. You want benefits. You want to get paid what you're worth, and the culture of the company is important. So those are actually pretty hard things. That's you choosing them, which is so important. And one way or another, you can. There's nothing that skill-wise that you can't probably learn. So maybe, you know, check out resources to learn what you need to learn. Maybe help taking the test. You know, some people have test anxiety or just don't test well. But you know, if you feel like you'd be a good fit for that job, everybody can learn things. And so, you know, just really focus on that, at being a good fit and seeing yourself working there or something even better. You may not know yet if some of those other ones that you're interviewing, they might be just as good for you money-wise and culture-wise as this one is. So that's a little bit where you got to trust God, source, the universe, to bring you the one that's best for you. You just keep believing and know what you're looking for and do your best. Do your best and learn and be open, and it's going to come to you in the best form for you.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like if it's not this job, there's a reason. It's like you're going to have better, but I see that for a good reason. Like what you're drawing to you is basically like, you know, good people to work for, a good paying job. You're drawing that to you, which is wonderful.
Right.
And
those
are your requirements. Those are the things that you want to be able to say yes to a job offer. And you know, keep in mind the job knows what they need too. But if somebody is there saying, "Hey, we want you, and we're going to help you with this," explore all possibilities. Right? Keep going after all options until you get
one or two or three
offers, right? You might get an offer from all three of those places, and then you really get to choose with what you know and maybe ask a few more questions about, you know, what working there might look like and feel like. So just know that you might really get to have a lot of choice here on which ones that you would like to choose from.
Okay.
And what I'm feeling when you go about your day getting into investigating, and she's right, you need to investigate these jobs, make sure you listen to your body and what vibes are around you. You know, pay attention to how you feel If it feels ewy and it doesn't feel good, you don't want to do it. If you're feeling a maybe, you know, put that on the back burner. If you're feeling yes, like you're really drawn to it and you like the pay, you like the people, that's what you're going to resonate towards and do, and you're drawing that to yourself. So focus on that. And thank you for calling in today.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you. Okay. Our next caller is 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Sandy. How are you? Hello, 612. Are you there? Okay, well, I guess I'll come back. 612, are you there? Okay, they're making a lot of noise. Sorry about that. We will go to our next caller, which is 304. You're on the line with Amanda and Sandy. How are you?
Hey, girls. It's Happy Ruth. And I love your work. Hi, I love your work, Sandy. And I have a question.
Okay.
I would also advise to the remainder of the callers, it would be awesome if they would talk about a relationship question for you and let you coach them. It doesn't have to be a romance. It could be a child parent. It could be a coworker. It could be a lot of things. But anyway, my question is, I have met this really nice, fantastic, wonderful guy. I met him online, and we have had two get-togethers in the last month and a half, and he treats me wonderful. He is romantic. He is sweet. He is super. However, and I really am drawn to him and attracted to him. But I'm a health conscious person. I'm vegan. I don't eat any animal or dairy products. And he is a cigarette smoker.
Mm.
And when you were talking about your dog lover and the deal breaker, and when I'm around him, like the last time we were together, I was in a car with him and two other smokers. They were all smoking. Mm-hmm. It was their car, not mine. We had a great overnight visit, but when he left, I told him, I took all of my clothes off. I put my jacket and my clothes in the laundry room. I got in the shower because I just smelled like cigarette smoke. So, and I don't want to give him up. He asked me the other day, do you think later in the future we might possibly live together? And I said, I was honest, and I said, I don't really truly know whether I can live with a smoker. And so do I just, you know, say don't sit next to me and don't be near me? I mean, do I give up a wonderful man because he's a smoker? I mean, that's the only thing.
Happy Ruth. So I hear you. And if it really, really and truly is a core requirement of yours to jump to it, I would say yes. You know, if you're asking for a recommendation, yes.
I said I would never date a smoker. I said I would never date a smoker. But he impressed me so much with his personality and his kindness met him.
Yeah, so I'm hearing core values for you of health and eating vegan. And you know, when you're with your ideal partner, you really do want to share those core values. And so, you know, I know smoking is an addiction, but it is not a healthy, you know, it's a health hazard, right?
So he's a very trained smoker, a big smoker.
Okay. So you're really the only one. I mean, so has he ever said that he, before your prompting and before you said that, does he ever say he's hoping to quit one day or he's desiring to?
He quit once for 4.5 years,
okay.
And then
smoked
him back to smoking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, Sandy, I would have that issue too.
Yeah. He has said that he is trying to cut back, but cutting back is not stopping.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Ruth. So there, we get caught up into this. There's just not a, he has all these great qualities, and that if I don't like, you know, hang on to him, then I'm never going to find these great qualities again. And that is simply not true.
I know better than that. I know better than that.
Yeah. So he's got all these qualities, but this is where knowing what your deal breakers are, and it was a deal breaker before you met him. Your deal breaker is being challenged. Is this really and truly a deal breaker for you? You're the only one that knows, but just how you explained it, that you have to take your clothes off. And I mean, is your ideal partnership that you live in the same house with someone and are committed or married or something? Do you want that?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay.
At some point, eventually.
Okay. So long term, that's it. So, you know, that means that unless he drastically changes a very, very bad habit that he changes, you're not going to get this basic human need that you really, really need met. And, you know, I'm of the mind in the training that even one deal breaker is just more than enough. Some people try to make it work with like three or four true deal breakers, and it's just excruciating because, you know, people generally don't change. They might, but you're at the beginning of the, if you'd been married for 50 years, I'd say we might have a different conversation, but this is early in your relationship where you have a choice.
I had a person who wanted to date me, Ruth, as well, that smoked, and I told him point blank, I said, listen, if you want to date me, you're going to have to keep that away from me because I can't take it. And coming from that background, Ruth, you know, I couldn't stand people doing that. In fact, when I saw him do that outside, my eyes went to him like I was very upset with him. So he knew. He's like, oh, no. And I made sure it's like I'm health conscious. No, you're not going to do that. I know you love me, and I know you adore me because he told me, oh, you're beautiful. And I thought, well, you know, thank you, but, you know, that's not beautiful to me, and that's not beautiful to you. You don't love yourself. You're hurting yourself, which is what we talked about in the whole radio show. So I just want to see people get well and get better, which is why I recommend acupuncture, massage, eating well
Ruth. Yeah, and I don't want to tell him he has to quit, but here's a good question for you, Sandy. Can I manifest his stopping?
No.
Why not?
I'm curious.
Well, he's got to want it, okay? Because, so what you can do, Ruth, is you can say smoking around
Can't I visualize him? Well, getting a desire to not smoke anymore because it would make me happier. Why can't I visualize that?
Manifestation
is powerful.
Right. So by all means, but manifestation is we manifest things for ourselves. So what would you rather do? What else makes you so sure that him changing is going to be him changing is going to be easier than you just manifesting and going out online right now and finding a guy that has all of this man's qualities and that he doesn't smoke and he's really into health?
Because I like him. I like him.
Okay.
Because I like him.
Okay. What is it about him that you like so much?
He's romantic. I mean, I know I could find everything else. I could find this in 10 other people, you know.
Okay.
But I don't know that I want to go out and look again. Because I found someone with one, you know, thing.
Well, so you could.
I'm happy to.
You've had two get-togethers, and this has been about 6 weeks. Okay, you can go that route, but I would make it clear what your needs in the relationship are. That you don't like you can't smoke around me, or if we're out, do you need what is it that he has to go outside and smoke? Are you okay with that, or are you really okay with being in the car with four smokers? Can you adjust your needs and be okay with that?
I don't know. So I guess we would have to really do a lot more talking about it and do a lot more compromising.
Correct. And you know, you're both would. So I mean, you'd have to, and
you know,
at first you're going to have to compromise and be okay around that smoke.
Right.
That's accepting the smoke around and washing your clothes might actually be easier because you have the desire for it. Like, he's okay right now. He wants to smoke. He's smoking. He's enjoying you. He's not having to change.
I don't know that he's okay. I mean, it's bothering him a lot, and he's very sad because he does think that this is going to be the deal breaker. So he's not he's not just okay, and he's not just I'm going to smoke because I do. He's
okay.
He's not adamant about.
So I wonder.
So Ruth, can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what your vibes are saying to me about the situation?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can manifest anything you want. You know, I do feel that that's a reality that's true. And Sandy is totally right, too. There's so many options here. That's what makes the world beautiful. I feel like he's definitely not feeling good, and I feel like you're picking up on that, Ruth, because you're very good intuitive. And I feel that he's not doing good. He feels bad. And so he needs to realize that he's feeling bad. And he has to come to realization of this, which is what Sandy's talking about. He has to realize that he's feeling bad. That's causing it. And he wants to raise his vibes. Because, you know, smoking will lower your vibration. It'll make you not feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know about vibes, Ruth, because you eat vibratory food. You know this. You're trained in vibes, you know, so much because of what you do.
Sure.
So I feel like, you know, both of you are right in that it has to be his choice, his decision, but you can point these things out. And for me, I couldn't stand being in the car even with smoke. So that's just me interjecting my opinion because I'm so health conscious and I see.
Neither one of us were in his car. You know, we weren't in his car. We were in someone else's car.
Right.
Now, I will tell you this. When I married my first husband, he was not a Christian, and I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him enough. I loved him enough to marry him anyway. And I said, it's okay because one day he will accept Christianity. I had it in my heart. I got a knowing in my heart that it would all be
okay.
And one day, and it happened. And it did. It happened just like that.
And it did. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask your gentleman, is there any nugget of desire right now for him to either be healthier or, you know, if it was easy to stop smoking and he had support, would he be interested in doing that? So if he's interested in
right now, I mean, he doesn't eat healthy at all. He doesn't even eat healthy.
Okay.
So I don't think he really cares at this moment.
Well, that's what I've always said with my – if people are interested and willing in growth, because you're going to continue to grow, because I can tell already if you're
sure.
You know, are you going to grow together? That's the other thing. Is he interested in growing?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because
yes.
It might be good for right now, but if you're going to continue to grow and he is not, so it's just a journey. There's no right or wrong. You're early enough. I would just be clear in what's okay and not okay with you and communicate that to him. And ask for what you need. You know, are you willing? Is this how? Can you ever see yourself? You know, if he's like, no, I'm always going to smoke. But if he's willing, then that's a completely different conversation.
Well, I talked to him about vaping.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be able to take him to a vaping store and find him a wonderful vape. Vaping is not ideal, but vaping is better than cigarettes. You know.
Well, whatever, you know, maybe a doctor or somebody can help him with better steps on how to get healthy, you know, and framing it. I mean, as much as anything is you are really committed to health for yourself. And so that is a core value mismatch. If he's not really, if he eats terrible and he's smoking, he doesn't have that core value, you know, that you do. Do you feel like you share any other core values?
I think that's it, really.
That's it. Okay. Are there? Okay. So, I mean,
all right.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wonder what you felt about that. You know how I would.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
Ruth, I think that.
So.
Yeah. This is my kind of feeling, and I'm just going to leave it at this. I think you two are going to grow together, and I think he's going to realize eating bad food, smoking, whatever is bad. We'll see what happens. You know, the possibilities are unlimited. You know, we can just manifest what we want and see what happens. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and I'm glad to hear you, Sandy. You're doing great work. It's wonderful.
Thanks, Ruth, and thanks for calling in, and good luck to you in your search and with him, okay?
All right. Bye, ladies.
Yeah, and
bye-bye.
Ruth, reach out to Sandy if you need her, okay? Definitely check out her website if you want to reach out. Please do. Yeah, thank you for calling. Okay, our next caller is 636-299. You're on the line with Amanda and Sandy. How are you?
Hi, ladies. My name is Walt. I'm here in St. Louis. Good day. Great program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt.
I just had a couple of questions. I've gone through enormous tragedy the last several years after a near-death experience, and about 99% of my adult life has ran away, jobs, income, all kinds of stuff. And one of the things I hear in your program before I was interrupted by a phone call, and I'm expecting another one here shortly, so if I cut off with you all, I'm not trying to be rude, but do you promote any programs for self-love to improve self-love and raising higher vibration in oneself to allow us to move further in a more efficient press process?
Absolutely, Walt. That's what my programs are all about. It's all about the inner work. I mean, yes, the inner work, because when you have that figured out, love just really comes easily to you.
Would you recommend like a sense of mentoring or because I'm having struggle just to concentrate reading books. So if I could ask.
Yes, absolutely. So why don't you go onto my website, sandytomey.com, and at the bottom of the homepage, just click that button and you can set up a breakthrough session with me. We'll get on the phone for about 20, 30 minutes, completely complimentary, and I can ask you a lot more personal in-depth questions about what's working, what's not working for you in your life, and what you're really looking for, and then we can make a plan from there. So the first 20 minutes is, you know, completely complimentary.
Well, that's very encouraging.
Yeah, sandytomey.com. And, you know, we're in the same, you know, general vicinity. So.
Oh, what a small world. How cool that is. Okay. The other thing I'm just curious, when you talk about the challenges you experienced personally, have you found a sense of peace as you evolved through those experiences? Or was it a day-by-day adventure or like a sense of like making note to yourself saying, I see myself feeling healing, I'm confident, I'm stronger, I'm more vibrant, or whatever the word you would use as you evolve with helping other people and much as your own life, can I ask?
Yes, I mean, definitely. Like when you choose, it's an interesting thing, when you choose to do the hard things that you know it's for what you need and it's in alignment with your heart and soul, it is a very strangely an empowering feeling that you get after that, you know, powerful yeses and also powerful noes. I think for a lot of, I don't know, myself, maybe some of the, you know, the people, it's like the noes are just important as our yeses. A little bit to the previous caller, it's like, I do, you know, this was hard and I had to go through this, but you do have that sense of, okay, yeah, it does. I'm proud of myself. I feel better. And then more opportunities start coming. So, you know, obviously it is a journey and every little baby step, any little step is it. But if you've gone through a lot of that stuff in your life, Walt, I mean, you are being, you know, it feels like you're going through the fire right now in those critical times, you know, please do reach out, get, you know, family support, friend support, as much support as you can get around yourself right now, that good positive vibrational support, because there's probably pretty big things on the way for you.
If I could monopolize by telling you, yes, it's been predicted pretty very dramatically multiple different ways in all kinds of sources beyond, well beyond you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
I've even had a gentleman channel a message to me at a restaurant several years ago, part of the story. It's something speechless. And people that know me would tell you I've never yet met a stranger at all in my life.
Oh, wow.
So I look forward to meeting you and speaking with you. And Amanda, thank you for your program, what you do for all of us as we all try to grow from the inside and from the outside in. Ma'am, it's a pleasure to meet you. Just remember, I talk better than I type when you see my contact in you an email.
No worries, Walt. Yeah, just even, and you don't even have to fill them all out. Just put something. If you just say Walt from the show, we'll get something set up on the phone for you. Okay.
Sounds great.
It's greatly appreciated.
You
ladies have a great day. Bye bye.
Blessing.
Take care.
All right, I'm going to take this next caller, and this is our last caller. Okay, Sandy.
Sounds great.
We have our last caller. We have 612 area code. Hello, 612. We're going to try again.
Hi. This is
Hello.
Kathy.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes.
I would like to ask you where you see in my neck, like, I guess where I'm at in my growth, like something that you could say that I need to work on right at this time that would help me to make a good move forward, I guess in my spiritual development or something you need to learn.
Unless Amanda's familiar, can you give us a little bit more about, you know, what you would like to manifest or what area you're working on in your life?
I get guidance, and I think Mandy knows me.
Okay.
I was just going to take a sip of water, but something told me I was going to get to speak here too. Kathy is trying to manifest a partner, Sandy, so she's another one who probably really needs your course and can work on the spiritual development. That's just my insight. So, you know, go ahead and help her out or send her to your website or whatever you advise.
Yeah, Kathy, same thing. I mean, it might be just, you know, better in lieu of time. Why don't we just hop on a phone call if it is, especially if it's around the relationship area. Just go to sandytomey.com and at the bottom of the homepage, just fill out that form breakthrough session, and we'll hop on the phone and spend some time together and have a nice coaching conversation.
I'm sorry, what is it?
I think that's
again?
Perfect.
Sandy, talk to me.
It's Sandy and Tomey, TOMEY.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get that part of Sandy. What was it?
Sandy, SandyTomey.com.
Okay.
Is that right,
when
Sandy?
When I went to that, it said Wendy. Do you use that name instead?
No. Sandy, Sandy.
Because every time I put
T-O-M-E-Y.
In Sandy, it says Wendy. Okay. When I
Are
put
you?
In Sandy, it says Wendy.
Okay, put this in. I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah, I know you don't want to, I'd be happy to call you, but yeah, if you give permission for Amanda, if she knows your information, I can connect with you, Kathy.
Oh, that would be wonderful. It's 612-245-6700.
Do you want that on the air? I don't think we want that on
the air.
It's
fine.
Oh.
If she doesn't mind, I mean, it's a recorded call, so... You know, I can send Sandy your Facebook info.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, whenever I put it in there, I guess I was wondering, you know, like, I feel things, but I don't always, sometimes I hear voices. I'm not sure what to work on to bring in my guidance more to guide me.
Okay, yeah, and that would definitely be better for a longer conversation with me. So if you're okay,
yeah.
I know when Amanda has your contact information. She'll give me that, and I'll reach out to you. How's that sound?
Thank you, Sandy.
Kathy, what I just did is I sent you a conversation in Facebook with Sandy attached to it, so just reply to that, okay?
All right, thank you so much. Thank you very much for
today.
Thank
you.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else, Sandy, you want to share before we end the show?
Well, I would just love to thank you, Amanda, for sharing your airtime and your space and your lovely heart with me. And blessings to all our callers, everybody that was listening out there. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope that, you know, this inspired you to love yourself more and to all of those looking for a relationship. If you're in a relationship, tell your partner how much you love and appreciate them and what you love and appreciate about them. And if you're single out there and searching, there is help and there is support, and your desires for love are valid. So
happy to be here. If you go to my website, sanditomey.com, lots of help there. Just reach out. I'd love to connect and have a breakthrough call with you. So thank you, Amanda.
All right.
This was
You're welcome.
A really good, mm-hmm. good time. Okay. And happy Valentine's Day.
You're welcome.
Day,
thank you for being yes. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. If you're interested in the show, thank you, Cindy, for being my guest. You can donate to the show. Go to starwaya@hotmail.com via PayPal. Go to paypal.com if you're interested in donating to the show to keep it on the air. I'm going to be at an event tonight at 4 p.m. to 7. It's going to be at Clayton Road. It's in Town and Country. It's 133-80 Clayton Road in Town and Country. So that's something you guys can check out if you're in the St. Louis area. You can check out stageswellness.net. That is our wellness center with acupuncture, psychic readings, chiropractic, and much more, past life regression. You can check that out. And I'm offering three questions for $15. You can go to starguidereadings@gmail.com to find that info. Again, to donate to WGGM, you can go to PayPal and donate to starwaya@hotmail.com. That's starwaya@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you next Monday at the same time, same place. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.